The Belarusian president clears the last hurdle in the election. Believers press on. A Christian television agency focuses on hope for women in the Middle East. And pastoral care combats fatigue and burnout in ministry. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The opposition in Belarus challenged President Alexander Lukashenko's re-election, but officials have now endorsed the results. They did that despite the jailing of opposition leaders and state-sponsored propaganda in the run-up to the election. Bible Mission International's Paul Hagelgon says, while religious freedom will be restricted, their work will go on just as Christians press on in China.
We see how Christianity growing there, and we have probably same situation or close situation like this in Belarus, and I see a lot of opportunity if every believer will be faithful to God and to share his one testimony to others.
While ministry outside church walls is illegal, Hagelgans doesn't seem concerned.
We grew up in communist time where I grew up, and we always had these methods. We creative and find different ways how to do this.
Training is needed, and $20 a month can support one student. Next, an atheist regime in Southeast Asia keeps Christians harshly repressed, and yet Mission to Unreached Peoples is there planning churches. Because of the nature of the area, we're calling our source Steve. Asked if people respond to the gospel, Steve says,
people who become believers generally are aware that there may be a high cost involved, and yet the church is spreading rapidly there. And leaders tell me not to ask outside people in the West to pray for persecution to cease, but rather for them to be able to endure.
Steve adds that the danger is real.
The government has officially yet secretly targeted that region for the disestablishment of Christianity wherever it has appeared. And we're aware of that because we have seen documents that were classified in that area, and the persecution level is quite high.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Russian Baptists have set a course for their future with the help of Empowering Kingdom Growth, a new Southern Baptist initiative. It's customized for each cultural setting by local leaders. EKG's biblical focus on the kingdom of God helps congregations discover their vision, mission, and values. The International Mission Board held an EKG conference in Moscow recently. As a result, Russian Baptist leaders have a new indigenous developed plan that will help them in evangelism, discipleship, and church planting. Meanwhile, women in the Arab world are minimalized daily. Their needs are generally overlooked by society, so Sat7 broadcasts a full hour of new programming tailored just for them. This women's block airs twice each day. The team works hard at creating shows that examine difficult issues confronting Arab women from a Christian point of view. Pray for the staff as they help their female audience come to a better understanding of Christ. And for Young Life, vision is meeting kids where they are, winning the right to be heard and sharing the good news relationally. But working with young people during the most turbulent times of their lives can be exhausting and lead to burnout. Young Life's Bill Page says discouragement is the real threat.
I've seen it with myself when I've become tired, when I've become depleted. You have to be careful for sin issues showing up in your own life, because you've not built yourself up or allowed the Lord to have His way with your life.
Aside from pastoral care, Page says it's important for a ministry team to combat burnout together. It's how the body of Christ works.
I think Young Life, all across the mission, we try to hold ourselves accountable, have people holding each other accountable, but it doesn't always work that way. I think people have to be willing to be vulnerable and transparent and honest about their own well-being. I think because we do things in the name of the Lord, that we think that we're impervious to all these kind of issues and struggles.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The all-new Mission Network News daily email updates are now available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage, helping you be doers of the word and not hearers only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.